Hey, everybody. It's me, Tom Booker, and this is the Good Morning I Love You show with Tom Booker, your daily dose of positive stuff that helps start your day off right. I'm getting a late start this morning. Sorry about that. Sometimes life gets in the way and you just have to change plans a bit. This is one of those times. I hope that it wasn't too much of an inconvenience for you, but I'm here now, and I'm here for you, and you're here for me. So we're here for each other, which is good because I have something that I want to say to you, and that's, good morning, I love you. It's Friday, so that means on the Good Morning I Love You show that it's Phone a Friend Friday, where I usually phone a friend and do a brief interview with them and a bit of chit-chat. But this is a special Friday. This is Friday, February 14th. That means it's Valentine's Day. So the friend that I'm going to be phoning today is none other than my beloved of nearly 5 years, Janet. Hey, Janet. Welcome to the Good Morning I Love You show.
Hey, Tom. Thank you.
Do you have something that you want to say to our dear listeners?
Oh, yes. Good morning. I love you.
Are you making fun of my Good Morning I Love You show personality?
Yes.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, Tom.
Janet, I'm just going to ask you a few questions. You're going to answer them, and that's basically Phone a Friend Friday. It's pretty simple.
It sure seems like it is.
So you're going to do that all through this interview?
Yeah.
Okay, Janet, here's your first question. What makes you happy and why?
Why? Well, I think going camping makes me happy because I love being outdoors and waking up with the sun and going to bed when it gets dark and hiking and seeing nature and not hearing sounds of the city. I love my boys because they make me laugh, whatever their age is. I love you because you're silly and you make me laugh and you try hard to be kind. And I love my garden.
That's wonderful.
And Clover.
Clover, our dog, one of our dogs.
Yes.
What about the other dog? Dexter. What about Dexter? Don't you love Dexter? Doesn't Dexter make you happy? Dexter makes me happy.
He does make you happy.
All right, Janet. Okay, and your next question. What are some of the things that you do when you're feeling down and you need a little pick-me-up?
Well, usually I mope, but if I need to pick me up, I like to go for a hike. Being outside in nature usually is the best thing for me. Or I love to cook. If you feel down, the best thing for me to do is to make a big feast and invite friends over and feed them.
I like that because you are a really, really, really good cook.
Gee, thank you, Tom.
Again, are you making fun of my Good Morning I Love You show personality?
Yes.
Your last question is, if you were to put a phrase or saying on a billboard anywhere in the world, what would you put on that billboard and where would you put it?
Oh my. Now that's a big question for me because, as I've said, I like being out in nature. So I think I would start before the phrase gets on the billboard and I would take down all the billboards. That would be wonderful.
So you really wouldn't have a phrase, you would just make a statement. By taking down all the billboards.
Yes, everyone would get to see nature.
Janet, thank you for being my friend on this Valentine's Day edition of Phone a Friend Friday. You were in charge of getting our quote for today. Who said it and what did they say?
Well, this is an excerpt from Pablo Neruda's Sonnet 17. It's the very end of it because you told me it had to be a short quote. So it says, I love you because I know no other way than this. Where I does not exist, nor you. So close that your hand on my chest is my hand. So close that your eyes close as I fall asleep.
Well, that's pretty.
Yeah, some people consider Pablo Neruda's poems pretty.
And it's much different than the stuff that I get from like Fred Rogers and Dr. Seuss.
Oh, but we love Fred Rogers and Dr. Seuss.
We do.
You know, one of my most prized possessions is a letter that Fred Rogers wrote to me.
Yes, I do.
Not after I wrote a letter to him, but he just wrote one to me. That's what kind of guy he is or was.
Good for Mr. Rogers.
Yes, the Reverend Rogers.
Well, there you have it, dear listeners. Thank you so much for listening to our Phone a Friend Friday edition of the Good Morning I Love You show. That's all we have for this morning. But before we go, Janet has something that she wants to tell you.
I sure do.
What is it?
Good morning. I love you.
Yay, that was fun.